Close your eyes. Focus on your breath. Watch it all the way in, all the way out. And if the mind wanders off, bring it back. If it wanders off again, bring it back again. Show it that you mean business. Getting the mind to settle down, giving the mind a place where it can stay and have a sense of security requires effort. You have to make an effort to get it to happen. It's not going to happen on its own. And no one else can do it for you, so you have to depend on yourself. As the Buddha said, there are four kinds of actions in the world, the things you like to do and give good results, things you don't like to do and get bad results. Those two are no-brainers. The difficult ones are the things that you like to do but are going to give bad results, or the things you don't like to do but give good results. That's where you have to learn how to psych yourself so that you want to do the things that give good results, even though you may ordinarily not like them, or that you want to stop doing the things that give bad results. That means you have to learn how to talk to yourself. You have to use some discernment, figure out what works with you. The kind of talking to yourself that gets you up in the morning when you'd rather lie in bed, or has you working on something longer than you may want to. But it's going to give good results, because no one else can force these things on you. Maybe in the world they can force you to work more than you want to, but when it comes to practicing the Dharma, there's nobody forcing anybody. It's all through your free will. It's everybody's choice. We're here because we want to be here. We're practicing because we want to be practicing. But there's a part of the mind that may say no, wants to do something else. You sit here with your eyes closed, but the other part wants to wander off and think about tomorrow or the next day or last week or whatever. So you've got to get that mind under your control. This is going to require effort, but it's also going to require some discernment. This is where you learn how to depend on yourself, because no one else is going to force you to act skillfully. You're the one who has to learn how to be skillful in and on your own. You've got ideas from other people. You got advice from other people. But the actual work is your work. This is the way it is with everything that's good in the world. When you're going to be generous, it requires effort. When you're going to observe the precepts, it requires effort not to follow your own likes and dislikes. When you're meditating, it requires effort to get the mind to stay in one place until it starts getting results. Now, when you start getting results, then you say this really was worth it. But in the meantime, you have to keep working at it, keep at it, keep at it. Convince that this is a good thing to do. Get the mind settled down, give the mind a good place to stay. Because after all, the mind is what controls the rest of your life. The course of your life is determined by what you're doing. And who does the doing, who makes the decisions? Well, it's the mind. If the mind is in bad shape, it's going to make bad decisions. And then the rest of your life turns out bad. So you have to realize this is the spot that you have to change. This is a spot that you have to get under your control. Once this is under your control, then everything good happens. So the work that goes into it, it's not going to be work all the time. There comes a point where it becomes easier and easier. But give yourself the conviction that this really is worth it, and put in the effort so you can start seeing results. That's when you realize you can learn how to depend on yourself. So that the happiness you want does come your way. It's not going to come your way just floating your way. I mean, the happiness that comes your way that way is the result of the good things you've done in the past. But if you just live off the good things you've done in your past, you're eating them up, there's not going to be anything left. So make sure you're doing good things now, so you have more to eat and more to enjoy in the future.